Mark chapter number 2. Appreciate the Lord this morning. If you're glad you come, church, say amen. Need to hear you. Amen. Say it loud. I need to hear you.
Amen.
Stand with us, Mark chapter number 2. Let's reverence the house of God. You ought not throw your wrappers down on the floor and wait for the housekeeper to get up. Well, that's what we pay Buddy to do. Bless his heart. Thank the Lord for water. Mark 2. And again he entered into Capernaum. And watch this, after some days it was noise that he was in the house. Straightway many were gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. They come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy that was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. When they had broken it up, they let down the bed where the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their heart, "Why doeth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned within themselves, he said to them, "Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise, take up thy bed and walk?' But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the sick of the palsy, "I say to thee, arise, take up your bed and go thy way to thine house." And immediately he arose, took up the bed and went forth before them all, insomuch as they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw it on this fashion." You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you for this time together today. God, we sure do need you here at the house of God. Lord, help the people here today to realize that there's nothing that you can't do. And Lord, help us to realize that without you, we can do nothing. Now help us in the preaching. Thank you for these good people that's here today. Thank you for their goodness and kindness. Thank you for their devotion to be here on a Sunday morning. Help us now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. I want to show something before I get into preaching, and I won't preach long this morning, but if you would, I want you to look here where the scribes were making a notation, and so they said something, and look what Jesus said. He simply said in verse number 10, "That you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins." Now I want to say something right there. You better get in to let Jesus forgive you here, because he can't over there. I want you to know that the Son of Man hath power to forgive sins on the earth, not in heaven. There's not a purgatory. You don't die here and go to a waiting place and wait for somebody to pray you in or to pray or give enough money to forgive you. Today's the day of salvation. You must be forgiven today. He said you must be born again. You ought to come to Jesus while it's coming time. You ought to get saved while it's saving time this morning. Them scribes, them note takers, they're real easy to write down everything that's wrong. He said, "I want you to know what's right." He said, "I know you're taking notes of me and you're trying to ridicule me and make me to be something that I say I am and you say I ain't." He said, "I'm the Son of Man, the Son of God, and I want you to know I got power to forgive sins on earth. It gives me hope. I'm glad I'm forgiven this morning." Brother John Arp, I'm glad God forgave you down here. CC's not here today, Brother John. They went up to the mountains with me week before last, and this is what he said in front of me. He said, "It's amazing God saved John Arp." But you know, I got with Jamie Rollins this week, and Brother John, he said the same thing. He said, "I'm glad God saved old John." You see, I'm glad Jesus forgives us here. And you can pillow your head if you know that your past is gone. He has power to forgive sins on earth. Now watch this. Number one, there's a news of the story. The Bible said that Jesus came again to Capernaum. I'm glad He comes to places again. Isn't it amazing and isn't it a blessing that Jesus would come by your house again with everything that you've ever done, but yet He loves you enough, He comes by you again. That's amazing to me. You'll find a lot of times where they throw rocks at Jesus. He turned around and said, "We going back down there." And His disciples said, "Are you going back down there again?" I'm glad we've got a Jesus that'll come back to town again. I'm glad when He passes by, that ain't His last stay. I'm glad Jesus comes back by. And even though it ain't a motel room for Him, I'm glad He'll camp out. And I'm glad He'll move in on Sunday morning. I'm glad the Lord's here this morning. If it weren't for the Lord, we might as well stay at home today. I'm glad God passes by again. Hallelujah. I'm glad He knows where we go to church. And the news was Jesus come in the house. I'm glad it's good news. Jesus is in the house. And not only the news, but look at the noise. The Bible says, and it was noise abroad. Not that Ken Bowman was in the house, but Jesus was in the house. Jesus was in the house. Oh, I'm glad He's in the house. And then you'll notice this about the news in the house. Look what He done. And it was standing room only. Now don't miss this. The Lord showed me this other week preaching. I sure do love it. Watch this nugget in the Word of God. It was standing room only. It wasn't room enough to receive them. And it wasn't room enough to receive them. And He preached the Word unto them. And that's what the Holy Ghost put in my heart. When the Word goes out, there ain't room for nothing else. Our problem is in our churches, the Word's not being preached, so it's a lot of room for a whole lot of everything else. We ain't got no room here for jealousy. Amen. I've never, watch this, I've never been jealous of nobody behind me. But I've been jealous of people in front of me. And when it raises up in me, I've got to realize that's not good for me and that's not good for nobody else. And jealous monster, get out of here. Have you ever noticed everybody can't enjoy your blessing? A lot of you got good jobs and nice things. You can't share that with anybody because everybody can't enjoy your blessing. They've always got to have something negative to say to tear you down. But when the Word of God's preached, it ain't no room for jealousy. It ain't no room for animosity. Ain't no room for bitterness. Well, I don't like so-and-so. Well, they probably don't like you neither, but what's that got to do with going to church and loving sinners and loving Jesus? The Bible didn't say you had to go eat hamburgers with them. He said you had to love them. Well, the news. Jesus is in the house and He preached the Word. There ain't room for nothing else. It ain't room for swallowing goldfish. It ain't room for pony rides. If the Word of God's preached, it ain't no room for nothing else. But I've noticed this, it's still room for people. Because they tore the roof off of that thing. And boy, that's what we need to do. We need to tear up some old traditions that men's put in place that ain't even in the Bible. Amen. A lot of you don't even know what the Bible says. That's what Grandpa said, and you don't even know if he's writing the Bible or not. You ought to get in the Word of God yourself and see what it said. If y'all know what the Bible said, Joel Osteen wouldn't be on none of you's TV. When he come on, it'd be like something dirty come in your room. You'd just cut it off. He's a hireling and he's a politician. And when the Word of God's preached, it ain't no room for nothing else. Boy, I tell you, am I preaching right this morning? Then, not only was there a noise in the house and the news in the house, but there were some needs in the house. I wonder this morning how many needs would be in a crowd like this. I get to thinking, I guess, first of all, and I don't want to be selfish, but I do want to be honest with you. I tell you, one of the biggest needs I got is this thing and this pair of suspenders and tie this morning. If I could get this thing fixed right here, it'd make life a lot easier. It's hard to keep this fixed. This keeps a lot of maintenance. If I didn't go to my altar every morning, I don't know where I'd be. The biggest thing I'm scared of, it's not you. It's me. I'm scared of me. I don't trust me. That's why I don't let him go just anywhere. I don't trust him. When Lot went to Sodom, he didn't change Sodom. It got his family. None of you going to get no better. You change the crowd that you're running with. You can come saying how I love Jesus every Sunday all you want to, but till you make some changes and apply preaching, you ain't going to get no help in your life. Needs in the house. I've always noticed this. Everybody's got some things in common. We all got needs. But this is what we want to do. We want to be phony and make everybody think we ain't got no issues. Well, me, I ain't got no problem, man. I've been married 36 years. I can write a book on how to make a woman mad. I done raised two kids. I can't write a book on how for you to raise yours, but I can tell you how I raised mine. Tickles me young preachers up preaching. They tell you how to raise children. They ain't never had none. Then, I want you to notice what they'd done. They had needs in the house and they couldn't get in for the people. So this is what they decided to do. They said, well, I tell you what we're going to do then. We're just going to step over people. Some of you got people in your life that's keeping you to getting to Jesus. What you got to do, you just got to get over them. The Bible said they went up on top of the roof. A lot of times you can't get around people, so you just got to get over them. Sometimes you got to be bigger than what they are. People will tear you down and let you down. And I'm going to tell you what, before you ever get to what God needs you to be, you're going to have to get over some things. You're going to have to get over some people to get to where God is. Somebody tell you, I can't believe you're going to that kind of preaching. Well, why wouldn't you go to that kind of preaching? You know, a preacher can't make everybody happy. Some of you, I could pour gold gravel in your driveway. Solid gold. Wake up and you look at it and you say, well, why didn't that preacher get it melted down and put it in the bank for me?
Yeah. Good.
Now, this is what happened. The Bible, and Mark tells it specifically, and this is where I want to get to. All of a sudden, they looked around. They said, now listen, this boy's got to get to Jesus. He's got to get some help. And you'll notice that only one of them couldn't do it. It took four of them to do it. You see, it may take somebody else on your side to get one of your loved ones to Jesus. A lot of times we want to just say, well, you know, I'm going to pray for mine, but it may take Brother Joe praying for you. It may take Brother Adam praying for you. It may take Brother Mike praying for you. It may take four to get a hold of somebody to get them down there to God.
Amen.
Now, I want to do something right here. You come. Where's Dylan? I know Dylan's here because I seen him earlier. He prayed here Sunday night. Dylan, get up here to your preacher. Where you at? Come on. Hey, bring your buddy. Bring your buddy back there with you. He needs some preaching. Bring him on up here. I need one more. Jonathan, come here, Jonathan. Now, y'all watch this. They come into church now. And they got their blanket. Now, Jonathan, I want you to stand right here. Now watch Blake. Now he's done got heavy this summer. Now watch him now. He'll outpull you. Now, Dylan, get up here. And I want you to get right here. Now, y'all get this quilt right here. One of you get a corner. You hold on real good. Now, don't you tire my handkerchief up. I just want you to hold it good. Now, this is what I want you to do, Blake. Hold on to it good now. And I want you to sort of pull that way. Now, Dylan, you got a bunch of buck cannon in you. Watch out. Now, don't get crazy on me, okay? Just sort of ease back on it. And now, you pull this away back toward Roanoke, back over there where you live, back over there. Jonathan, you go to pull him back toward Birmingham a little bit. Now, watch this. There's the average Baptist church. Ain't nothing happening. Everybody's pulling apart from each other. Ain't nobody getting nobody to Jesus. They just all pulling in the wrong direction. We got feelings here. We don't like you. And now we going to get ours saved before you get yours saved. And we don't want nobody saved. We just all pulling the wrong direction. Now, watch this right here. Now, Dylan, go back over easy where I sit. And you go too. And y'all boys follow him. Now, come on with me here. Come on. You ain't even got to walk back or deal with your left hand. Look over here at your preacher. Watch you. Put your right hand on that. Follow the preacher. Look at that. Look how easy. Come on now. Go out you under. Make you a lap in the foyer. Hurry up now. Y'all run faster than that at home. I'm going around the foyer. Come on back down that middle aisle right you under. And I'm waiting on you. I want to see what happened. Come on now. Pick it up a little bit. Come on now. Look here how easy that's a flowing. Now I want you to stop right there. Just a minute. Stop right there. Now, Brother Joe needs to get saved. We got to get into Jesus. Dylan, I'm going to ask you to pray. And so you got to pray with me. And Jonathan, you got to help me pray. Blake, you got to help me pray. You've got to help me pray, and we got to get this thing going. And let's go on down here and let's get him together. Come on, let's get him down here now. Now, let's lay him down right there. Y'all, be careful. Don't dump him out on the floor. Now, lay him down there. That's right. Now, y'all. Now, y'all come here just a minute. Boy, y'all done a good job getting him to Jesus. Wouldn't... just because the color was... something you didn't agree on, it didn't matter to y'all. Just cause it was a long way around the church to get him there, that didn't matter to y'all. Just cause you had to come down in front of people, that didn't matter. Y'all just had a goal in mind. You had one thing on your mind. If we can just get him to Jesus, it may take more than one. It may take us all. We got to get our feelings out of this way. We got to let our faith get involved. Faith is never convenient. Did you know that? But faith will always be right. Now, y'all go back, I'm sure. Y'all make preaching a lot easier. No, don't. Come back up here. I want y'all to come back up here. I want you with me. Come here. Yeah, I feel better with you with me. Come here a minute. I want y'all to look what Jesus said to him now. He said, I seen what y'all done. since y'all's faith has been activated, I'm going to do something because y'all's faith. Said, I've seen y'all's faith, what you've done. This is what we're lacking in a church and in family. We forgot about Jesus always recognizes faith. And now since I've seen y'all's faith, this is what I'm going to do. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Pick up thy bed and arise and walk. Lay down on that bed right there on your back. Lay right there on it. Right there. He come in like this. Jesus said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. He said, pick up your bed and walk. Now, he come in with his back on the bed. Now, get up. Now, reach down there and get your bed. Put it on your back. He come in with his back on the bed. But now he's leaving out with his bed on his back. Look at Yana. Hey, hey! Somebody give the Lord a good hand clap of praise this morning. God can still do anything in the day and hour that we live. Oh, left out with his bed on his back. Miss Sherry, you come this morning. You got a need. Jesus can see about it. You know what ought to be noised about from Liberty Baptist Church? Jesus is in the house. Not that we're in a building program and not that everything is going pretty good, but just simply, what's going on down there? Jesus is in the house. That ought to be every one of our heart every time we come in this place. Not about what somebody's driving, not what kind of money they're making, not what kind of job they hold, but simply this, Jesus is in the house. And we want to help you get to Jesus. There's some of you need some help in your life. You know what you need to do? This is what I want to do now, and these boys are going to come with you, some of you, and I hope it ain't enough of them. This is what I want to do. I've tried to mind the Lord today. And some of you got need. I'm talking about you've got genuine needs in your house. You've got needs. What you need to do, it may be husband and wife, may just be a man, may be the wife, may be a young child, may be a young boy or girl. I'm going to tell you something. I want you to step out from where you are. And I want you to come kneel around this altar. I'm going to get other folks to come and help you in your situation. Now, I want you to notice this. They pulled together. Brother Joe, this preacher wants to tell you, I'm pulling for you. Brother Lee, I'm not pulling against you. I'm pulling for you. Brother Randall, I'm pulling for you. Brother Bull, I'm pulling for you. I want every member in this church to know, I ain't pulling against you. I'm pulling for you. I'm pulling with you. I want to see you get some help for your life. I want to see your families change. I'm pulling for you. I'm not caught up in religion. I'm not caught up in commercialism nor politics. I'm all about Jesus. I want to see you get some help for you. I'm pulling for you. Brother Irby in South Louisiana, I want you to know I'm pulling for you. I'm pulling for you. Some of you need to come. Gather around this altar. Come on now, come. Some of you need help. Won't you just throw your pride away and come? Won't you come around? Some of you come. You got needs. Won't you bring them to Jesus today? Won't you come? Why don't we get in this thing and have church?